We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is it raining?
Out of my house.
You know, Robbie, I don't know why we playing love music at 8 o'clock.
This was an emergency. I didn't want it was just throw it in there.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to get to the song quick. I don't have time, you know, to sit in for 12 hours and decide a song sometimes.
You know what's amazing? When it comes to making decisions, Robbie is very skittish. Like
I hate decisions. Even
when it doesn't require an immediate response, he moves around very nervously. So, like, if he thinks he hears a cuss word,
yep,
he's not checking. had to dump it.
He's dump button Van Beesbrook. He doesn't let any pucks get big rebounds. He's not going to let any cheapies in.
Thank God he's not dump button. Go ahead. You want to finish that?
No, I don't actually. No, okay. I know. But he's not dump button Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
Funny.
Dump button Bob. DBB.
Just get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Oh, so the two extra spots don't play. Unless somebody gets coronavirus.
That's what I've been saying.
Oh, we already got that guy. So can we sign 3 guys?
You can have your roster expanded, but they don't get to play unless emergency.
Well, but what if we already got that guy? Can we sign an additional guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you can expand the rosters.
Is there some sort of UD angle here?
Yeah, like, is there a UD angle here?
I mean, it speaks for itself.
-1.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, speaking of a dump on Van Beesbrook, yesterday on the Golf Channel.
Here's Rahm at the 8th just a moment ago.
Pretty good there.
Well, we were hoping for better audio with no fans surrounding the course. We apologize if anybody was offended by what they may have heard there.
Well. All 3 people listening. I mean, golf, most people watch without the volume anyway.
You got to hear the sultry tones of Jim Nantz. You can't be Jim Nantz.
I would say
premium nap background noise.
He will put you straight to sleep.
Oh yeah.
He's like that. He's like the girl with the whiskers on Guardians of the Galaxy.
If you want to hit yourself a good old nap by 12:45, throw on some Jim Nantz.
Yep. Jeez. And it doesn't matter what sport. It's amazing that. He's exciting and monotone at the same time.
Well, he does have a Tony Romo to offset him in golf.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tony Romo is lost to Shakur Stevenson this week.
Ooh.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That guy's just gut punched right there. And he goes,
Robbie, somebody said you need to mix in more Spanish music. I hear letting Solano's bum ass outshine him.
Most of this music in there is Solana's credit. And every event, if I play one, it's because Solana uploaded it. Got to give credit.
Give credit where credit's due. Although, don't let you think Solana, who we do love, don't let him think he's going to outshine Robbie, who's Magnificent 7, by the way, is coming up in about 20 minutes. Robbie,
oh, by the way.
Some money.
By the way.
What's up?
I did listen to the midday, that beginning.
Cucumber water?
Yeah. I get it. All right. The whole point, here's what it took me a long time to realize, right? The more you try to defend yourself, the worse it gets.
Damage is
just
done.
Just let it go.
That's why we live by that creed.
Damage is done, my friend.
Well, and plus, she's also dealing with somebody that finds most ridicule hilarious. So you're not going to win.
No.
Let it go. Just move on. Zaslow's not helping. He was not helping. No. You have every right to be that way. No, that's not where she was going with that.
Not looking for a hype man.
Right.
Oh, by the way, this hype man in Billions is no joke.
Wags? Oh, Wags is great.
Really? So how many seasons of Billions is there?
I think there's five.
I'm still on season one.
Five right now.
Yeah, they're on five.
The first two are like some of the best television you'll see. It's really, really good. But then three's okay. Right. Three's pretty good. Four and five have been a little bit choppy.
Here's the problem. The problem is that a lot of these series never know they're going to last that long.
Right.
So even though they have like a couple of seasons ready to go, a couple of plot lines or whatever, when they get to those third, fourth, and fifth seasons, now they got to develop some type. Yeah. Right. Right.
Not as good. The like shows that are as good, like three and four, like The Wire has a really famous good fourth season, but like it's really hard for a show to maintain.
Game of Thrones was okay.
Game of Thrones was good. Game of Thrones didn't really
because
get
it was
crappy.
A continual because like that plot, like even if they made another season, you can already figure out all the plot lines.
No, most people thought that the Game of Thrones really just dropped off when he ran out of books and he was just kind of giving them guidelines. That's when it got
right.
That's when it got crappy.
And then they had water bottles on set.
Right. Somebody says Amber and Saz didn't even know what cucumber water meant. It speaks for itself.
Right. Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Your most important headline. The reopening of Hard Rock.
Oh, I was going to get to that. Yes, that's tonight or today at noon. I'll probably be after doing some journalism. I have to case a joint. Maybe I'll Skype you guys in. Maybe I'll call you guys.
Oh, yeah. Then you're going to get handcuffed there.
Oh, they're very strict about the cell phones. They're like,
no cell phones.
Sir. I'm like, geez, all right. What do you think I'm going to do? Sorry, I'm rooting the Pai Gow, the honor of Pai Gow. My bad.
It's only when you're playing. You can stand and have your cell phone. It's only when you're sitting on the table.
No, yeah. Robbie, I've been kicked out multiple times. Like,
really?
Sir? Oh, yeah. They're like, sir.
Yeah.
Back away. They won't kick me out, but they'll tell you, back away. You can't. Like, I can't be there talking to Leroy, but also be on my cell phone. I got to back away, sir. Back away. All right, I'm out of here. See ya. What else you got, Robbie?
You guys see Nikola Jokic? You guys saw his picks.
I sent Leroy the before.
Yeah.
So he could really appreciate how much weight that dude lost. It's crazy. I don't think he's going to be good, Leroy. I think he's going to suck.
Why?
I'm too thin.
It's not like boxing, dude. It's like basketball. Like he's going to be more agile, more mobile. He's going to be able to, play for longer periods of time.
I don't know, man. That's very dramatic. You think Jokic got himself an ass model? Like, why is he that skinny now?
Because he probably went to the gym because he didn't have nothing else to do.
It's mid-season. There's nothing. Like he had nothing to do.
He had 2 months off.
Yeah, but you that picture I sent you. That's from the last offseason, him coming back.
Oh, so he's skinny this whole year?
No. The picture I sent you with the before picture, that was media day this year. And that picture yesterday was him talking to the press during the coronavirus, like, pandemic. So the first offseason, the actual offseason that he had, he got fat.
But I'm saying he didn't have nothing to do, so he just worked out.
So you think that if he has, if he goes back to the days of like, if he has goes to a Nikola Jokic brothel or something like that, he'll be back to fat Jokic.
Well, I would say wait until here's the thing. The way basketball is setting up now, These guys are going to have to just continue to stay in shape. You're not going to have that vacation time.
Right.
Because, you know, your body's being thrown off. So I don't know how that's going to work. But, no, man, he just got in shape. Like, he didn't have nothing to do, so he worked out.
It's weird.
Probably said, hey, this is a perfect time to get in some basketball shape.
So, Tobin.
You ought to try it. He did cardio.
Did he? Or did he just not eat? What happened?
I mean, we can't tell what type of skinny he is. Is he skinny and ripped? Or he's just thin?
I don't know. It's a good question.
His head looks funny. Looks real skinny instead of round.
Yep. It's strange. What's up, Robbie?
So you see this, Michaela Mayer, she was taken off of the last boxing card because she got tested positive.
I did see this. Yeah, this is a weird story. So she got her antibody test, basically said she had COVID, but then in the follow-up, the doctor said that she had gotten it months ago and that it was a false positive. And so she was taken off the card for no reason. So that's a pretty interesting thing because they're talking
already. Can she still get her money?
I don't know if Michaela weighed in. Typically, that matters if you weigh in or not. I don't know if she ever hit the scales. I don't know.
Oh, so they. Oh man, that sucks.
I'm not sure, but no, she. I don't think she did though. I think they ended up just taking her off the card. But she should have been allowed to fight because the doctors are saying she wasn't infectious. Like right. You can still have COVID be in your bloodstream, in your antibody test, but you cannot spread the disease. Right. So. There's a lot like
maybe they gave her the wrong test.
I don't know. What we're learning is though that they're because right now I think the NBA, I think it's a hard quarantine of 10 days if you end up testing positive. But
testing positive for
COVID
or the like she did. They didn't give her the actual COVID test.
No,
they
she took the actual COVID test and she and then her blood said that she ended up having it. She was on the tail end of it. She wasn't able to infect, so she should have been allowed to fight.
Right.
So.
But how would you feel if you fighting a person that I'm over the major part?
If a doctor told me, this isn't that's kind of thinking about like people who used to be scared of people with AIDS, like oh.
But the doctor was just wrong.
No, the test was wrong. The test just said positive, and the doctor said yeah, positive, but she can't infect anybody.
Still positive, though. Donald Sterling. You don't think that's going to... I mean, what if you were fighting? And they go, yeah. Hey, Tobes, the guy you're fighting is positive, but you can't catch it. You're not going to feel a little uncomfortable?
No. I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
All right.
It's not cooties, man. If a doctor is telling me I can't catch it, I can't catch it.
All right.
What has he done? Big Michaela Mayer. She got corona. I can't wait for that to be in the documentary, the Magic Johnson documentary. It's going to be better than the MJ documentary. First of all, you're going to get more Riley, which is going to make it better. Second of all, I feel like it's just a more interesting story. Like, it's just got... You're talking about this charismatic guy. Now... If Magic Johnson's going to have a hand in it, like, are we going to find out what the Showtime Laker life was like? Or do you think that it's going to be like, brush aside, I wasn't that. It was just a one-time thing, something like that. Like, is he gonna MJ it? Or is he going to make himself look like the best? Because if they do it right, I feel like it could be way better.
I think the better movies are the ones that the better... are the ones that the actual person who's it about doesn't have a say-so in it.
Yeah, that
but
doesn't happen
at the
in
same
ESPN
time,
anymore.
But at the same time, you have to protect. Like, I would imagine he would have to, in some ways, protect his wife, right?
Yeah, I guess, but you would feel like she wants to get...
Or maybe he asked her for the approval. Maybe he asked her for the approval beforehand.
Yeah, I feel like that has to be the case.
No throwing James Worthy under the bus.
Magic doesn't seem like the type, right? Like if he was a tyrant on the basketball court,
not
he
now.
Did. He was sneaky.
Now Magic Johnson is. I love everybody. Remember,
he was always like that, though, man.
Yeah,
like everybody loved Magic because of his bubbly personality.
Right, but now it's like Magic Johnson. Remember, he had the Lakers gig, and he said he had to leave because he wanted to tweet. He's like, I want to tweet about basketball, and his tweets are always like, Magic Johnson's tweets are like, man, Kevin Durant, what a player. That guy is good. Like, they're never, you get never get insight from Magic Johnson's tweets.
You know, like, there's a lot of athletes like that that just feel uncomfortable.
No, but here's the thing. I know what you're saying, that people feel uncomfortable. He thinks, though, that he's giving you spice. Like, he thinks he's coming up like Salt Bae. Like, here's a tweet. Bam.
That LeBron might be one of the greatest ever.
Bam.
Like, yeah, he had his list of like top five players that could play in any era, and it's like LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. He just named all the best players.
He had like an MVP list of like 30 people. It was like an MVP candidate from every team. It was crazy. I'm like, really?
That's how it works.
What?
You know that? Right? Well, it used to work where everybody put a player up for certain awards.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works with Magic Johnson's tweet awards, though. Robbie, you ready to get some Magnificent Seven going, baby?
Oh, yes.
Robbie, about to give you the best seven plays of the weekend. The Mag 7 is next. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the best seven plays of the weekend. We called it the Magnificent Seven. This is where Robbie makes your ass some money. Sports is on its way back, but he goes into all territories. Let's go find from our favorite degenerate what he has in store for this weekend. Robbie, what do you got?
All right, let's. So we got, as usual, a new tradition here with this Magnificent Seven is the live KBO action.
Let's do it.
Right now, the game on ESPN just got taken off the board because there's two outs. It's 6-3. That game's about to end, so that game just got taken off the board. But we still got other action going on around the KBO, starting with the Kiwoom Heroes against the NC Dinos. Luckily for you guys, this game is going into extra innings.
Oh, boy.
All tied up at two apiece. Now, NC Dinos are a huge favorite to start this game. Even when the game was tied, they were still a live -210 favorite. It's actually come down now. I feel like Kiwoom Heroes got a couple men on base to start the extra innings. So now you could bet live NC Dinos +125. They're going to get the last crack of the at-bat, and they were huge favorites to start the game. Now you're getting a great price of +125. Give me the NC Dinos in extra innings. Live action!
NC Dino, yeah. Number two, Robbie.
All right, Leroy, I got one for you. A couple of bets for you. Some golf.
Aha.
Little second round action today at the Charles Schwab Open. We got Harold Varner, Leroy. You know he's your leader right now. He's tied with Justin Rose for the lead. He's partnering up with Brian Harman. You can bet the matchup. Brian Harman versus Harold Varner. Brian Harman is a slight favorite, and here's why. Leroy, do you remember back in the Masters that Tiger won recently, the 2019 Masters? Harold Varner, I think, was his playing partner. Like, he was up there in the leaderboard. You remember what Harold Varner did that day, Leroy?
He's Putin'd. We're getting him back.
Oh!
Harold Varner. What did he do? What did Harold Varner do?
Well, remember that Masters? He shot like a big number. He shot well over an 80 that final round. So usually what happens, first round leader, feeling good about himself, maybe comes back to earth a little bit. He's playing with Brian Harman. I think Brian Harman is your bet. He's your winner. -115 is a bet.
Hey, but Robbie, they all go through that, and then eventually they get over the hump. So at some point, that's got to change, right?
Well, it's like stocks. Like right now, Harold Varner's riding high. He's in the leaderboard. He has to come back to earth. If Harold Varner was at the bottom of the leaderboard, I'd say he'd have a good day and get back up. But he's at the top. He's got to come back to earth.
My point is, he's never won. So at some point, they're going to continue and play four great rounds together and win a golf tournament.
I think he's feeling the pressure. He sees himself in the leaderboard. Right. He's going to get nervous. Give me Brian Harman.
I got
today,
you.
Just second round only. Not for the whole tournament, now, just second round.
By the way, you know, just for argument's sake, he put all of his faith and a 5'5 left-hander. He is tiny. No, he is. He's tiny.
That way of thinking is gone now. You see all the short quarterbacks. You see the Marlins drafted a pitcher who's short, but he throws 100. And they have Sixto Sanchez. The short people are taking over, Leroy. I don't know if you know.
I didn't know anybody. I'd be tempted to take that action.
I didn't know anybody was allowed to be lefty other than Phil Mickelson.
Oh, no, there's a bunch of lefties.
Bubba Watson.
Oh, crybaby. Oh, I decided the right side wasn't for me. I don't know. Not a fan.
You had a little Mickey Mouse in that.
What do you got, Robbie? Number three.
All right, another golf bet. Leroy probably will be against me on this one, too. You got John Rahm against Rory McIlroy. Second round action. Now, Rory McIlroy is a favorite, minus 135. Obviously, he's the number one ranked player in the world. But John Rahm catching plus 105 as an underdog. But I don't know if you guys, we've played this a couple times already. John Rahm cursing on the course. He is fired up.
He is.
Rory McIlroy, maybe he's feeling a little bit of rat poison. You know, he's won like five of the last seven tournaments, or like finished in the top five of the last seven. Everyone's loving Rory McIlroy. Not buying it. Think John Rahm takes it to him today. Now, Rory might bounce back Saturday and Sunday, win the tournament, but that doesn't matter. It's all about today in the second round. John Rahm, he's fired up. Give me the John Rahm at plus 105.
Now, how about this, Robbie? I'm not that upset about that, right? Like, John Rahm's really good. John Rahm's ranked in the top five in the world, I think. So it's not like you're talking about a guy who can't play. But Harold Varner and Brian Harman, that's about, yeah.
All right, number four, Robbie.
All right, my second favorite bet outside the KBO live action is Bundesliga, Bayern Munich.
For some reason, I thought we were going to simulated Buffalo Bills defense.
They're not on the schedule today. Or else I would have put them on there. I didn't see Buffalo Bills on the schedule. But I know Leroy doesn't like the simulated games, so I'm trying to not put them in there if I don't have to. But Bayern Munich, they're taking on tomorrow. Forgive me for the pronunciation. Borussia Mönchengladbach. I hope I got it. So I don't know if you guys know about this Bayern Munich train. They've been steamrolling people left and right. In fact, the only one of their wins since they've come—they haven't lost, obviously—but only one of their wins since they've come back has been less than two goals. Now, the main spread out there is Bayern Munich -1.5. I remember last week we played quarter ball. We can go -1.5 and -1. That quarter ball is on the table, but I want the better payout. I want the +105. So we're not playing quarter ball. We're just taking Bayern Munich straight up -1.5. They're even going to cover with these. Now, let me ask you guys a question.
Yep.
What do you feel stupider doing? Do you feel stupider betting Bayern Munich and being wrong? Or betting against Bayern Munich and being wrong? You feel like way more of an idiot if you bet against Bayern Munich and then they blow somebody out. You feel way more of an idiot. So take Bayern, lay the goals. It's like betting Rutgers if you don't bet Bayern Munich.
Somebody actually texts in, and you can text show 786-360-0790. Text on the ticket room by Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota. Man, I can't wait for the UMass train to return. I built an addition to the crib with the UMass train.
Oh, you and me both, man. Rutgers rule.
Sometimes I picture Robbie as a conductor where he just has different gambling trains going a different direction. And he's got the little stopwatch that comes out and goes, UMass trains are coming.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop. Anyway, where are we at? Number five.
Number five. All right. We got a little UFC. We got a little UFC tomorrow night, Tobin. I know you're not too excited about this card. But I mean, it's UFC nonetheless. But let's start off with
action. I'll be watching it.
I mean, yeah, of course you're going to be watching. It's action. And you got your Fighter's Fury on Sunday, too.
Sunday's at 10 a.m., baby.
So how about a little baby undercard parlay? How about you got Julia Avila against Gina Mazzani, but Julia Avila is a minus 600 favorite. That's not going to work. We need to throw more fights on to make the numbers work. And then you got Maria Agapova. She's taking on Hannah Seifers. Maria Agapova is a minus 310 favorite. And then finally, you got, again, this pronunciation could go either way, Mirab Davalshvili. He is minus 400 against a much simpler name, Ray Borg. Just three baby parlay, three undercards, one winner. That's your parlay. Take it to Baker home. That's only three fights.
All right. Fair enough, Robbie. What else you got? Number six.
All right, now the main event, Tobin. Jessica Evil Eye against Cynthia Gavillo. This is very close fight odds-wise. Jessica Eye is slight favorite, minus 120. But if you want to bet the underdog, Cynthia Gavillo, you're still like a minus 110. So you're not really getting that much of a good price on an underdog. Basically, pick them. Now, you guys may not know this, but Toby, you probably know this, but Cynthia Calvillo, she is moving up from strawweight to the 125 division to fight Jessica Ai. Now, it should be noted that Calvillo, when she was a strawweight, she did miss weight a couple times.
Yes, yes, she did.
So she is fighting at her more natural or natural weight. Now, Jessica Ai, I am declaring this a pride fight. Now,
wow.
Yeah, she got whooped by Shevchenko.
Everybody does.
And
except in Nunes.
But Jessica Ai, like, you know, this Toby, you even criticized that this fight being a main event. You said this is not a main event fight.
It's not. It's not. It's a very, it's a thin card, and, you know, what are you going to do?
And so she may take this as an insult. Oh, really? I'm not a main event fighter. Well, guess what? She got her ass whooped by Shevchenko. She's being called out for not being a main event fighter, and she's not even that big of a favorite. I think she's going to come back and respond. And you know, she's fighting in a more natural weight class as opposed to Calvillo, who's moving up. Give me Jessica Ai as a slight favorite.
Wow, pride fight, Leroy. Pride fight.
Pride fight.
I like it.
That's funny. Pride don't necessarily work when you can get knocked to bleep out.
Well, she got not to bleep out.
All right, the final number one. Seven, Robbie.
All right, now the first one was a baby parlay. This one's a little bit bigger. Believe it or not, there's a 9 a.m. boxing card in Poland.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Today.
Today?
In like 30 minutes.
Wow. Oh, man, I'm going to maybe throw this up on the computer.
Well, there's a lot of whopper fights up. There's a lot of big, big fat odds fights, starting with Ewa Piałkowska minus 5,000 against Karina Kapinska. But, of course, minus 5,000. That's not going to get it done. We need more fights in there. You got also on that same card, Hubert Benkowski minus 1,000, taking on Masej Wozni. Man, these pronunciations are going to kill me. and then also, you got Maxim Hardzieka minus 2,000 over Sebastian Skripsinski. And then, of course, you got the main event. I believe they're fighting for the vacant Republic of Poland title. Mariusz Wacz minus 5,000 taking on Kevin Johnson. Wow, I can't believe Kevin Johnson made this card. He's minus 5,000. But, of course, we're still not done. We're still not done. We need more to make the numbers work. And how about the return of La Liga in Spain?
Wow.
Yes. What? Yeah, Barcelona taking on Mallorca. Barcelona minus 385 favorite. They're going to win. Just going to win outright. They don't have to cover the spread. They just win outright. They'll do that. And you got Real Madrid minus 425 against Eibar. And you throw them in there. Four fights, two soccer matches. You're home. Minus 110 parlay.
Wow. A football boxing parlay, Leroy.
Jeez.
Unbelievable.
You can't wait for this Polish card.
Wouldn't it be something if Robbie had to fly or travel to all of his Magnificent Sevens?
Yeah, oh my God.
Private jet. Let's go around.
Nuts. All right, we'll take a break. Robbie's Magnificent Seven, fantastic. We're back and forth to this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's a Friday. You got big plans for the weekend there, Leroy?
No, I got to take my wife to the hospital later. She has to get a little, thing done to her neck.
Oh.
And then try to get a little golf in. Got to clean the backyard. No bike rides on the weekend.
Is that a rule?
It's like NASCAR out there, man. It's hard times.
Oh, yeah. It's hard times. You got Mr. Faux Lance Armstrong trying to make his best time.
But it's not that. It's that, there's areas, one of the reasons why I like riding in Weston is they have bike lanes all through Weston. But once I come back over that hill to go back to Davie, then it's hard times. So I have to get on the sidewalk. But there's too many walkers and bikers, and people that bike, if they're not good bikers, then you got to go off in the grass. So, yeah, I don't even bother. That's why I like my 10:30 bike time, because nobody's out at 10:30. That's the heat.
Can we, I wanted to mention this. So I got to bring up a former friend of ours and a bastard move that he pulled on us. So,
what? Yeah, Leroy wasn't there for this.
I think it was. Weren't you on the group text? Maybe you just weren't paying attention.
Well, you know,
maybe
he was on the group text, but he wasn't there for the incident that took place. I was co-hosting the show that day.
Oh, that Leroy wasn't there that day?
No, yeah, he was out. He was out.
Oh, I thought he was there that day, Robbie. I forgot that. Okay, so do you know we have this comedian on from time. I don't really want to name the guy. I feel bad doing that. But this comedian, right? He hounds us when he comes into town, right? And has been since Eric Reed was hosting with you guys, right?
Yeah.
And
oh, is it the because Eric Reed loves him.
The guy has the same name as an Australian dude. Let's just put it that way.
It's Paul McCurry.
All right, it's out there.
It's out there. All right.
Okay.
And look, nice guy, but he's hounding us. Like, he goes out there. He's like, I'm in town. He's in town next week, I guess, to do some hits. Stand-up comedy starting to open up again. So he's like trying to get on the radio show. So Beast is normal. This is normally a Beast. This was a thing when he was on the show.
Beast movie. Say he would just send a text. Say, "Hey, we having so and so on the air."
Exactly. He'll just say, "Hey, we have this guy on," and right. I'm like, "All right." He goes,
"That's how we
guy.
Ended up talking to Matis Yahoo."
Yeah, he's like, "Oh no, funny guy." And I'm like, "All right." So what ended up happening, as you all know, Beast got let go of the show, which we were upset about. But Beast was gone, and all of a sudden, we get a call from security during the show one day. "Hey, you guys have a comedian downstairs who's supposed to come on the show?" And normally, I'm the guy who books the guests. I'm normally the guy who just goes out there, or I'll tell Robbie, "Hey, can you send this guy a text?" So much to my shock, I was like, "Who we have?" And it's like somebody named Paul Mercurio. I'm like, "Excuse me?" And so the guy, the security, I'm like, we didn't have anybody scheduled. It must be a mistake. And so then I reminisce in my mind, I'm like, oh, Beast must have booked this guy. But of course, we lost Beast that week. So we didn't know. And the guy comes on there, Leroy. And I'm telling you, I was like, fine. You know, I feel bad for the security guard. I feel bad for the comedian. I don't want him on. I don't know his comedy. I don't know if he's funny or not. But I'll do him a solid. I said, fine. Send him up.
Yeah, he was already waiting in the lobby, so I'm like, all right.
He's literally in the lobby, all right? So I send poor Robbie. Robbie goes to get him. And I'm like, all right, let's just have a normal conversation. We'll plug his thing, whatever. Leroy, this guy wouldn't talk to me. He had the notes. And that notes was his set list. And so whatever I threw at him, he was going to jokey jokes. But like, so I was just like, how are you? He's trying to tell me about, he's giving me jokes about hand sanitizer or whatever it was at the time. So everything had a punchline.
It's not natural.
Not natural. The guy's out there, he's acting like the show is his improv. I was like, that was terrible. I'm thinking to myself, I tell Roddy, that was terrible. Let's never do that again. Okay, he's gone. So the other day, I'm just minding my own business, watching a little television. And I get a text. Bloop. "Hey, Brendan, this is Paul Mercurio. Brian London gave me your number." I was like, what? And I didn't even look at the rest of the text message because I know it's probably like, I'm in town. I was wondering if I could get on the show and whatnot. I'm telling you, this guy, it was the worst interview we've ever done. The guy would not answer any of our questions. He would just go steadfast into what he has coming on up. And look, the guy's got a successful career. People like him, cool, whatever. It's not, but from my standpoint, it was the worst interview we've ever done on the show because the guy wouldn't talk to us. Like, you know, the way we do interviews, we like to BS with people. We're not against the funny, but we want to have a conversation. We want it to be within the fabric of the show. This guy, no, stick it to the notes, going straight forth. And so I send Beast a text. I'm like, "You mother bleeper. Why are you sending me this guy's number?" He goes, "Oh, I just wanted to pass it along. You know, I want him to stop texting me." I was like, I'm like, "You couldn't have given him a fake number?" He goes, "No, you guys say you have him on the show. He's a good time." I'm like, "He's not a good time. He's not Beast. It's not a good time." So I just want to say to Brian London, who I love dearly, go to hell.
Think he got free tickets out of the deal?
And by the way, I ghosted the guy, didn't even respond to his text. because I know how this goes. I know hounders when it comes to getting on the show. I get many of the, you guys would see all the emails we get. Can I get this guy? Following up on this email, can we get on the show? Can we get on the show? No. And by the way, I'm not one of these people who's like a guest snob. We put plenty of people on the show, give people, local people, voices and stuff like that. I like doing stuff like that. But the guy, the experience I had with having this individual on the show was miserable. And I'm not doing it again. And I don't even, because what am I going to do? It's going to go one of two ways if I respond to him. If I say, no thanks, he goes, why? I was on the show already. I was in studio. Then I have to explain to him how terrible he was. And then, do I want to be a jerk or should I just ghost? I just ghost. I'm out. Leroy. I ghost and I reported his number to spam.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Because I didn't have that. Because that wasn't my choice. It wasn't my choice to have him on, Leroy.
Yeah, it was just sitting in the lobby.
It wasn't my choice. I did one favor. And I don't feel bad about it. I mean, maybe some people think I'm a bad person, but I already did the guy a favor one time. We plugged his show. I didn't want him on the show. We had him on. He got to plug his show. I did him a solid once. He didn't talk to us. He wanted to do his little set list like it was Night at the Improv. And I'm not doing it again. I am not doing it again, Leroy.
All right. Spike Lee can come back.
What's that?
Spike Lee can come back whenever he wants.
Spike Lee is the only Knicks fan who's allowed to come back whenever he wants. He was tremendous, especially because I'm going to keep angling for Bam to get the role in the sequel for He Got Game 2.
Now, Tobin, you said
You know what? You know what's funny? I like the fact that he said that about acting, right? Because that means he believes I'm all in giving people an opportunity, but I want good people to get an opportunity. I don't want to just give you an opportunity because you're black or because you're a basketball player.
Right.
So that was cool. Now, of all the personalities in the NBA, right? Ray Allen does not rank up there. Right? But he did a good job.
Did a great job.
Now, who was the better basketball actor? Now, I'm going to tell you like this. I did not like LeBron in that movie.
Trainwreck?
That he was in.
Trainwreck?
The movie was a trainwreck.
He was, it was too, like too out of how LeBron James would do things.
And also, he had a full head of hair.
But.
I mean, do we know that's an inaccurate portrayal of LeBron James?
Who was the better actor? Kevin Garnett? Or Ray Allen?
Ooh.
Because Kevin Garnett was pretty good.
He was pretty good. He was pretty good. I would go Ray Allen.
Well, because you liked the movie more?
I did like the movie more.
Right. See, I liked the movie more, too.
I mean, Kevin Garnett was being carried by Adam Sandler.
Really? Hold on. Let me tell you something.
It's great acting.
It's hard times, Daddy, when you got to be carried in a movie by Adam Sandler.
He was blackballed from the Oscars.
He was blackballed. He should have gotten some more run. I will say, though, that movie made me very uncomfortable.
What? The
Uncut Gems, where he's just like, he's like crying and stuff. I was like, jeez. This is the type of side of degeneracy I do not want to see.
Hey, hard times.
Dude bets on the tip-off.
Which, by the way, that parlay was illegal. He can't do that parlay. All those prop bets correlated with each other. It was an illegal parlay. No bookie would take that bet.
So they didn't even have an accurate bet for the movie?
Correct. Yeah, you can't parlay the tip-off. Kevin Garnett and Durant in one person. Kevin Garnett's, points, rebounds, and assist total, and the Celtics to cover the spread. They wouldn't take that bet.
I lost a bunch of my context, but I'm assuming this is Stunt and Steve texting me. And he goes, I remember that show. I filled in for Robbie. He wasn't funny, but you were really nice to him.
Now, Tobin, I mean, that may be the worst interview ever, but I give you another nominee for the worst interview ever.
Really?
You know, you got to smell the coffee or taste the coffee. You're living in America, and every day above ground is a good day. I don't want to get too cornball about it, but.
That was a terrible interview, but at least that interview has given us show material for years to come. So at least that interview was like, yes, that was a train wreck interview. Gene Simmons, by the way, if you guys don't recognize the voice of Kiss, that was a train wreck interview, but at least it gave us gold. It was such a train wreck that it was beautiful. You go to the Kentucky Derby with the hats and the every day.
Somebody said Kevin Garnett was playing himself, and in the movie, Ray Allen was the main character.
True. He was a different
character. So people that go to the Kentucky Derby, really, a lot of them, the ones with the big money, big pockets, they're really not going for the races. They're going for the ladies with the big hats.
Yeah, that's what they're going for, Leroy, the big hats.
Yeah.
The big hats. We'll take a break. We're back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.